What's up, K-State Nation? Another episode right here. The Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, getting in this little, another K-State commit here on this, what's turned out to be a rainy evening here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Friday, April 17th, 2026. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast. Whenever this comes out, I am sitting and recording this right now in between a little break from the rain right now. And thunder and lightning here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the very first time listening to this podcast. Oh, yeah, that other KC podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river. Appreciate you for giving us a chance to bring you into wherever you're sitting, whether it's your home, car, whatever it is, to this podcast. All things Kansas State sports. We're going to keep it moving throughout the weekend as well. Stay locked. Keep it locked in because we'll have, obviously, our reactions to the K-State baseball series. They're out west. Everybody's, well, for the exception of Rimmage Rowing is in tennis, track and field in Eugene. So a lot still going on. You got fall sports in action as well. And funny enough, they're both, when it comes to women's volleyball and soccer, they're both taking on the same team in Omaha, which K-State baseball did play already this week and lost. So there's that. Anyways, we're going to rewind the clock just a bit. Casey Alexander's been making moves in a transfer portal in one of his first gets. I'm backing up a little bit to this guy. 7'1" JT Rock. And I made a comment earlier in one of the recordings when I was talking about Matt Gill, who earlier this week, that funny enough, that I think there's going to be one more taller than he is. Well, sure enough, JT Rock transferring over from, looks like it, where I got the notes here, from Sioux Falls. Looks like here, let's get a little bit into his resume here a little bit. He's 7'1", 255. He is originally from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And he comes out there to Manhattan, Kansas with 3 years of eligibility. Okay, I just want to make sure because I read a lot of schools right there, right at a jump. I'm like, all right, let's get down to business. But yeah, 3 years left. Matt Gill, who has four. So you got bigs already lined up in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. So he's coming over actually coming from New Mexico State originally. Not New Mexico State, but New Mexico. And then he was at Iowa State for a little bit. for 2 years. For first off. Alright, so this is a little odd. So he does have experience. 46 games. One start was with Iowa State. That was when he was there for 2 years. Through 2023 and 25 in New Mexico this past year. Average points. A little bit less than, a little over 5 points, but the shooting percentage, 54% shooting from the field, shade under 3 rounds a game, and almost a block a game in 10 minutes of action right there as well. And then, of course, one season at New Mexico under Eric Olin, head coach over there. He played in all 37 games with one start for the Lobo squad that advanced deep in the NIT. Right there, the redshirt, and yes, he's classified. So he has three eligibility left, and he is current. Well, he's going to be classified as a redshirt junior. But his redshirt sophomore season, 6 points a game, 54% shooting from the field, 3.5 rebounds and a block in 12 minutes of action there. He led New Mexico this past year with 34 block shots, while he made 23 three-pointers, which marked. Bank that, K-State. Highlight that, K-State. The most for him. New Mexico 7-footer. The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer breaking in this news here. This latest K-State commit in between all this thunder and lightning and rain here in Kansas City, Missouri. On this Friday, April 17th. I'm sitting here recording this podcast. So, yeah, we're getting y'all caught up. I might as well get y'all caught up this weekend on, or at least recording-wise, on all the recruit commits. I did this mostly with the football team, and we'll have to revisit that at some point this summer as we get ready for football season. Yep, it's almost that time, folks. NFL draft, I believe it's next week. Yeah, there's a lot going on next week, baby. Well, you got racing going on. Obviously, K-State Athletics going on. Boston Marathon. I'm racing twice next week. And oh, by the way, the racing scene is up here in Kansas. So, luckily, there's nothing going on. I know there's some local stuff going on tonight, and that's probably canceled already by now. But the rest of the weekend looks pretty stout. And I believe what I just watched, the weather up in Boston looks pretty solid for a change. The humidity is a little concerned, but the weather not looking bad for the runner. All those runners out there in Boston got that. K-State Athletics will be going on. Actually, there's nothing going on Monday for K-State Athletics, so, but all the attention is going to be on Boston then, and I'm going to be in action Tuesday night. Going to be it's a one-off because I ain't staying up there. It's going to be road trip, Des Moines, and back, and then you got to turn around and go to work next morning, and it's the depending what goes down on Tuesday night. Could be a long night, folks. So we'll see about that. But hey, you got your big for K-State for switching it back to K-State men's basketball and this one of the first commits in the transfer portal for head coach Casey Alexander, JT Hook, another lanky dude. And what comes off to me right off the bat is his shooting percentage. Damn, this guy knows how to shoot it from the field. So I haven't seen him play. I'm looking at reading those off his stat sheet. The numbers look really good. So hey, and he's got experience. So you need, also with that young talent you're bringing in, you need experience as well. And matter of fact, while I'm sitting here, we got another commit like an hour ago. So who apparently Casey Alexander went up against. We'll touch on more on that this weekend. So I just thought about that just now, like, I'm like, hey, we got another commit today that has happened there as well. But I'm going back a little bit. JT Hook, I just recorded the Isaiah. Oh gosh. What? Yes, Isaiah Abraham podcast. That's going to come out. JT Hook, I'm working on this right now. So you have all that. And JT Rock is familiar with. TJ Oxenberger. There's too many JTs, TJs. They're all like the same damn thing. But yeah, TJ, he's familiar with TJ Oxenberger, who is the coach at Iowa State, who just got former K-State basketball player and Taj Manning. So I'm all over the place here in this episode today. But it all kind of is connecting together there. He played as a true freshman, Hook did, and was part of that team who's won. Now, they've won a lot of games, and you can thank the recent head coach, the last head coach at Manhattan, Kansas, was Jerome Tang there as well. So there's that. JT Rock, a little bit more here. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, was viewed as South Dakota's top player in the class of 2024, and he was a consistent top 100 player and four-star recruit at Lincoln High School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He took the extraordinary step of graduating from the high school early to enroll at Iowa State. So there's that. And he was named a couple years ago, 2023 South Dakota AA Player of the Year after averaging 18, a double-double, pretty much there, 18 and 10 there, and almost five blocks a game as well. So you're getting somebody who can get the stat sheet. And also, let me bring this player on here real quick. Let me pull up that file real quick here. Have it here somewhere. I saw that and I wrote it down. Now I'm gonna bring it back up. Let me see if I can bring it on real quick. Ah, yeah. So today, Montana Wheeler, you are a K-State Wildcat. And this is what I was talking. I'll probably bring it up when I record a solo episode on him. I just mentioned that K-State Alexander went up against him, and he's coming over from Bradley, where he put on 22 points against Belmont. I don't know when this was. I think this was a conference game or whatever it is. You're getting, okay, it's coming full fruition that K-State Alexander's teams, while he was at his alma mater, Belmont, know how to score the basketball. That was the consist that was banging in my head, the bells ringing in my head, bam, 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 that he wants his team scoring. And we're seeing that. I just told you, JT Rock, JT Rock, JT Hook, and his numbers scoring the basketball, right? And his numbers look good. And you're getting another commit, Montana Wheeler, who loves to put it down as well. And not just the kind of the cover of the cake there. We I ain't dive into the good stuff yet on that one. But yeah, so JT Hook, one of the earlier commits to K-State through the portal. There, one want to go back to it. We talked. There's already an episode on Brandon Rex Snyder, who another sharpshooter. He's with us now. That episode's out on the feed. So we're getting y'all. I might as well just make this a theme record because we probably gonna get some more here for too long here for Casey Alexander entering his first year with the as of course the head coach of the men's basketball program there as well. So the identity is clear. It's pretty cut and dry. Get shooters can score the basketball. That's what this year's pass team could not do for exception of one player. And again, like I said, no shot at PJ Haggerty, who is end up actually, by the way, I'm bringing it all in the light in here in this episode. PJ Haggerty, now going to end his college career. He just signed on, committed to, what was it, Texas A&M? Yeah, Texas A&M. So yeah, you can't, and this team, we're again hit with the injuries, but you cannot rely on just one guy to give the keys into this score the basketball. You need multiple guys, multiple threats on the floor there as well. So you're definitely seeing a clear cut and dry clear vision on what Casey Alexander wants in his team. I might need to go back and watch some Belmont tape. Tape at some point, whether it's this weekend or whatever it is. But yeah, so just another score, and also you're getting another length in the front court there with experienced player Gilhu. He ain't even stepped on the floor yet. So there's that, and you're getting another big who has a lot of experience under his belt and can score. So there's that. So that's the information there with JT Hook. You are a K-State Wildcat. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast for free available daily, which is to record K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, and plenty more K-State content. We're bringing it to you. We don't stop after 6 o'clock out Friday nights. No, we don't disappear on you. We continue to give you content throughout the weekend. There's plenty still going on out there. Whether that's K-State baseball on the road, whether that's women's rowing on the road, whether that's track and field out west, right back in Eugene, Oregon, another favorite place for Travis Gopher. So there's a lot of moving parts there. You got fall sports trying to get themselves right. Women's volleyball, Jason Mansfield. Women's soccer, Colleen Corbin. Colleen Corbin should be back from the suspension. So there's that. So all things K-State sports, and that includes obviously women's tennis coming to a close last weekend. Men's women's golf, they'll be back. They're closing in the postseason as well. So you have, though, let's not forget about them as well. So you have that. Obviously the big two coming this fall with new leadership. It'll be fascinating to see. So there's that as well. So you want to make sure you add, if you're not already, this other K-State podcast. Yep, the other K-State podcast up here in KC, Missouri. The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. As always, K-State Nation. This has been another KSU Commit Edition right here in the Treasure Portal of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.